Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, from the top of the New York Times this morning. U.S. lockdown delays cost at least 36,000 lives. Models find imposing social distancing rules and lockdowns even a week earlier might have prevented thousands of American deaths. Researchers find, but we're starting to reopen now, and we know that not everyone's practicing social distancing.
You know, David, I've been thinking about the campaign for president. The Democrats have so much to work with. The question is, will they or won't they? So here you have the President of the United States saying there are only going to be 15 cases in the United States, saying the whole thing is a Democratic plot. Each of those, it would seem to me, ought to be a commercial, pointing out the lies and the exaggerations that this president has put on the boards. It seems to me, when people watch that, it's got to be very convincing, even if they are true Trump believers, but the people in the middle who this will really affect the most. Now, this president stalled and stalled and stalled. And when you stall, you're causing the death of someone. Columbia University has now come out with a study, a modeling study, which shows how many fewer people. If it was one, it would have been a lot. But if it's thousands, you know, this is really quite something. And the United States is incredibly infected with this virus that it didn't have to be if people had started self-quarantining and putting on masks and social distancing earlier in the game. So, as your question implies, this is on him. And when you have a guy whose number one concern seems to be re-election and disregard for truth, it is quite concerning.
Meantime, someone who Americans seem to trust, at least most Americans, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, as CNN says this morning, conspicuously stops doing TV interviews as White House moves to reopen the economy.
Well, they've probably warned him. We know that he has not hesitated to contradict the president again and again, particularly on this question of, is this reopening premature? It's clear he thinks it's going to cost lives. It will cost lives. And maybe the choice has been, you shut up or you don't continue to do this work. Fauci has always walked a careful line here, but he has been courageous in that he has contradicted the president. Now, this country is going to reopen because it can't afford not to have an economy. But how it's done is very important. As we speak this morning, there's Vice President Pence going into a fairly crowded restaurant in Florida and sitting with Governor DeSantis at a table that is way too close to other tables without a mask on. The signal is clear, and it will cost lives.
Meantime, what looks like hope on the horizon, scientists see progress in race to develop a vaccine. Researchers are increasingly optimistic that one or more can be produced in record time. The other headline right next to it in the Times, Alan, Trump's vaccine chief has vast ties to the drug industry.
Now, are we surprised about that? This is the kind of thing that this president has been famous for, putting friends and allies and people from strange places into key positions that are responsible for our climate, that are responsible for our health. And it is something that I think is so disgraceful that when you look back on American history, you say, this is extraordinary. Now, the Supreme Court of the United States has done something that is just more than disgraceful, David. Mr. Mueller's report, which has never been released in its entirety, was a question as to whether they would have to. There have been judges who said, yes, you have to do it. It goes to the Supreme Court, and they say, no, not yet, not until after the election. It's enough to make you sick.
Well, and that's about where I was going. The election. Trump makes false claims about Michigan and new attacks on mailing. That's mail-in vote. You've talked about this.
These questions as to expanding the franchise, more people voting, will always be opposed by Trump and others because they know that Republicans vote in greater numbers. And if you can stop the blacks and the browns and all the other people from voting, you have a better chance at reelection. It's that simple. I mean, you'd have to really be stupid not to understand that that's what's going on here. And it's a tough word, but it is an accurate word. And it is what's going on. So every time there's a question as to more balloting places, more ways in which people can vote, whether they can vote by mail, whether they can vote by computer, this guy, of all people, is talking about a potential for fraud. It's unbelievable.
But in a new Quinnipiac poll, the president still has 39% of the vote in a head-to-head matchup against former Vice President Joe Biden, who leads Trump 50-39%.
Well, that's not 7 or 6, it's 11. And that, of course, is a larger margin. as that margin increases, as Americans get to understand just who is in the White House right now, there will be more and more attempts to dissuade them from paying attention. So, for example, we'll have what drug he's taking that he shouldn't be taking, and he knows that he can distract people from what's happening, except that in this case, he can't. The truth is so overwhelming. If, as I said before, the Democrats would just do their jobs and take each of these utterances from this president, the false utterances and the lies, and make one commercial out of each, it would really be an extraordinary way of winning the presidency.
The issue of getting back together, whether it's a sporting event, a concert, even going back to work, we're seeing stories like returning office workers may face unexpected health threats. Can it go back to normal, really?
Well, it depends. A lot depends on this virus, and we don't really understand all about the virus. We do know the number of infections seems to be going down in some places. It's going up in others, of course. And that is why this is so important to understand more about the virus itself. If, in fact, the numbers go down as it sweeps through a place, it will have one outcome as opposed to, can it reignite? And that's a big question for a lot of people now.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Great to talk to you.
Heads up, everybody. We'll make it. Looks bad right now, but after the storm comes the light.